Hello and welcome to the Urban Health Podcast, keeping busy people healthy. I'm Stephanie Webster. I'm a nutritional therapist based in Harley Street, London, specializing in extreme fat loss for busy executives and entrepreneurs. Being an entrepreneur myself, I like to find slick solutions to health problems. To help me with that mission, today we have the honor of having Mr. Lee Noor on the show. Mr. Lee Noor is the store manager at Holland & Barrett on Marylebone High Street. He's knowledgeable, caring, and precise in his recommendations of health foods for his health-conscious clientele. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hello there. I'm all right. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
No worries.
Well,
thank you for having me.
Well, with all those health products, I'm sure you'll be better than all right. But personally, I love going into the shop and having discussions with you. So thank you for going the extra mile for your customers.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So tell us what inspired you to work in Holland & Barrett and what got you interested in nutrition?
Well, to be honest, I've never set foot in, you know, Holland & Barrett in my life. I got a job there and I fell in love with, you know, how they do things, what products they had, the knowledge and experience you gain about, you know, health and nutrition, you know, and vitamins. So it was a lucky discovery for me. So.
Yeah,
and I've stuck with them for 8 years, learning new things about, you know, nutrition. They're always evolving. You know, from if in 2020, all our stores are going to be vegan and vegetarian. Yeah,
are they really? Oh, that's incredible! I didn't know that. What I love about the company is it's constantly evolving, and I love the training that they give their staff. Tell us a little bit about the training that they put you through.
Well, the training, you have to pass the courses. Obviously, some of our products, they come with health, they come with warnings. So, you know, you have to be knowledgeable not to give the wrong kind of products that will adversely affect the health of the customers. You have to be knowledgeable. So that's why one of the reasons, you know, we have this training in our companies to make sure that people get the right products and it doesn't, you know, contract with their medication or have any adverse, effects on their health.
So tell us again, by 2020, all of the stores in Holland & Barrett are going to be vegan, you say. So tell us a little bit about that initiative.
Yeah, that's to do with the environment. At the moment, as you know, processed foods, you know, is less nutritious than, organic foods. What they do is they take out everything and leave the, you know, the endosperm of the seed. So that's the bit that contains the carbohydrates. They leave out the germ. They leave out the bran, which contains the fiber. So all you're getting is the, you know, the bit that contains the carbs. And that's why processed foods have white color instead of, you know, brown or red colors. The reason why they do it is for storage reasons. So they want the food to, you know, last longer. But you are missing out on the bit that contains the vitamins and minerals and, you know, the good fats.
Yeah, so the difference between processed foods and natural foods, and we're talking about shelf life there, and salads and...
Of course, you have to realize, you know, the pesticides and all that stuff being used on the food, which is not good for the environment, which is not good for the wildlife, like the bees and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you get the best, you know, you help protect the environment also, and you get the, you know, you get what you paid for, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I always say that when you're eating processed food, you're eating products which have an agenda. So there is a shelf life.
And also, I forgot to add also the products are also GM-free. So
In Holland & Barrett?
In Holland & Barrett, yeah.
So tell us, which are your favorite products and why?
My favorite products would be the seeds, which you can add to your breakfast. They have lots of, minerals and also good fats. It's a good way to top up your meal for the day. And also the other one is the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, nuts are very good for your health, very good for your heart. They contain good fats as well. They contain vitamins and minerals, and you know they are, and also they're a good snack. So instead of having a, you know, buying something sweet, you can just have nuts. You know, they fill you up. You know, and you know, so those ones are my favorites. You know, the one for the breakfast and one for snack.
Yeah, I love your Omega sprinkle. I use that in this. I make a little granola that I make myself, but without grains.
Wow.
And your Omega Sprinkle is one of my favorites. But tell us more about the new CBD oil. That's quite popular at the moment, quite topical to use CBD oil for anxiety and depression. Tell us about that.
Well, the thing is, you know, we by law, we're not allowed to you know, tell you the what they do, the benefits. But you can, you can ask your doctor, you can, you know, research yourself. But what I can say is that CBD oil is 100% natural, and it's very, very popular. It's flying off the shelf. Customers buy it for a variety of reasons. And, you know, it seems to be really popular, you know, for all ages, you know, young, old, middle-aged. So it's a really, really popular product, and it's safe. It doesn't have they took out the bad stuff, so it doesn't affect your mind. So so it's a really, really, you know, it's one of those, you know, trending products at the moment, yeah. And as you, probably you've heard in the news, people using it for treatment.
Yes. Yeah.
So our CBD oil is, it's safe and it's 100% natural, yeah.
Yes, and I also have, I personally have ulcerative colitis, and a lot of my clients have got digestive issues, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, and they need gluten-free products to help with the inflammation. And you have quite a lot of gluten-free products. Tell us a bit about the range of gluten-free breads that you have and different things.
We have breads, we have biscuits, we have breakfast, cereals, we have gluten-free porridge. So, yes, the range is large, but unfortunately, we are very limited because of our size, but there are large Holland & Barrett stores in Marble Arch, not very far from here, 10 minutes walk, 15 minutes walk. And also, you can order online yourself, or we can order it for you from the store, and you can come and collect it from us.
Oh, that's good to know. I never advocate using processed foods anyway, whether they're gluten-free or not. However, if somebody is transitioning from processed foods to a healthier lifestyle, I really do recommend your gluten-free products as a transition food.
They are excellent, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I know that you're very busy, so I don't want to keep you on, but we'd love to interview you again in February on your new range.
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Just to let you know, we offer discounts for vegans and vegetarians.
Oh, that's so, right. Tell us about the discounts.
You'll have to get the card from the Vegan Society, and you'll get 10% off on all our foods. Even from the fridge, chilled or frozen, and all the foods in store, you'll get 10% off. So that's what we offer vegetarians and vegans, you know, to make people, you know, live a healthier, lifestyle.
That's very good. Thank you very much, Lee. We'll add that in the description box below as well. Thank you so much for coming onto the show and for investing your time and helping Urban Health Podcast, keeping busy people healthy.
That's fine. My pleasure. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me. Thank you.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.